Welcome to Near Death Experience Podcast, the official source of audio accounts for the Near Death Experience Research Foundation and NDERF.org. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Life in the Spirit World, What Near Death Experiences May Teach About Life on the Other Side. We're going to share two short experiences today that I think are beautiful and profound, especially the second I wanted to comment a bit on. First one is by Deborah on NDERF.org, who says, on October 2nd, 2002, I went to the emergency room because I had a sharp pain under my right shoulder blade. When I breathed, it was beyond excruciating pain. My x-rays and other tests came back normal. They admitted me anyhow because my blood pressure was around 187 over 127, and they couldn't get it to drop. The next day, all I did was sleep. But on the third day, fluid filled around my heart and in and around my lungs. I stopped breathing. They moved me to the intensive care unit and put me on full life support. On October 7th, 2002, I awoke and ripped out all of the wires and tubes and went into cardiac arrest. That's when it happened. I went to a place that was the most comfortable, peaceful place that I had ever been. I was at the lighted side of a tunnel. I saw dead relatives, all glad to see me. When I looked down the tunnel, I saw my body being frantically worked on. At 2:12, I was pronounced dead. At the time, out of the blinding white light, a voice I assumed to be God asked me, "Are you ready to come home?" I said, "No." I was later told there was a blip on the heart monitor. They shocked my heart, and I woke with the paddles inches off my chest. Within 2 days, I was off life support and back in a regular room. I fully recovered without any damage from being dead for 10 minutes. My doctors called me their miracle patient. They never had anyone survive acute respiratory distress syndrome as severe as mine and make a full recovery. That is the end of her experience. And I know I usually try to save commentary before, but I did want to say a couple of things about this before we go on. It's interesting to me that she says that she says she saw this tunnel, dead relatives, all of this in extremely low detail, which I would put as a 1, maybe a 2 on the detail scale, 5 being, you know, ridiculously too much detail kind of thing. A 1 or a 2 means that, man, if you could ask them more details, they would probably be a lot to tell. There's that, and then she says that this voice, who she takes to be the voice of God, asking, "Are you ready to come home yet?" And she says, "No." That is unusual, but not terribly uncommon for people to want to come back. It's not so much that they want to come back so much as they feel the need to come back, that there's something they need to do or somebody that they need to be there for, usually children or a spouse, someone very close. Sometimes they have a sense of purpose that they feel is not fulfilled yet and they need to go back to finish it. And interestingly, and though slightly off topic, many of the people who attempt suicide and have near-death experiences in the attempt go and they realize, I haven't fulfilled my purpose, because being on the other side, they often remember that purpose and they remember, I've got to go back. I can't leave my purpose undone. It's that important. I don't care about the pain. I don't care about the suffering. I don't care what I've been through. I've got to go back and fulfill that mission. It's too important. And then they insist on coming back. That's often the case with suicide kind of situations. It's not always. Some people are like, no, it's so painful and stuff. And then they're shown something that convinces them they want to go back. And then they come back and forget that reason. Because, well, unfortunately, that's the way it works. You're not to remember just by having an experience for the most part. Some people are told tasks they need to do when they return, but rarely are they told their entire purpose. Okay, second experience. This is Hannah from NDERF.org. and I'm going to preface this by saying I assume this is, you know, she doesn't go into the medical really at all prior to her experience. So this is just in the experience, okay? She says, I saw a field of flowers which were unlike anything I had ever seen before. There were mountains in the background. It was an untouched, unspoiled landscape. The field seemed endless. I was floating above it. I felt I was to progress to the end of the field. I didn't look behind me. I didn't look far ahead either. It suddenly hit me what was happening, and I refused to be there. If I want one thing in life, it's to raise my children to adulthood, and I had yet to do that. This realization hit like a ton of bricks, and I jolted back into consciousness. I never lost consciousness again after that, and was a lot more alert, even though my physical situation was no better and deteriorating. Determination, I guess. The picture I have in my head of the whole experience is like a snapshot in my head. I wasn't there long, and at that point, no one around me realized what I'd experienced. That is the end of her experience. And I love this one because that's what I want. I want a big, beautiful field with mountains and forests and trees and landscape. I want just absolute lush, beautiful nature. And, you know, I wouldn't mind a little cottage or something in it, but I want it to be just pretty much unspoiled, untouched landscape. Anyway, in case there's requests to be made, that's mine. Some people may request the banquet hall with the chocolates and cheeses and meats and breads and all that. I can understand that. Anyway, I love this because, you know, here's another experience where she wants to go back. And it's, you know, she's absolutely, this is absolutely an endless, untouched, spoiled, most beautiful thing that she'd ever seen. And yet, when she realizes it's because she's dying or she died, she's like, no, I've got to raise my children. Again, that sense of purpose that maybe, you know, it sounds like she may have been an example of one who had always, because she says, if I want one thing in life, it is to raise my children to adulthood. And she hadn't done that yet. That is probably something that she had desired in her lifetime. So it may not be strictly, you know, her purpose that she was, that, you know, as her purpose came to her, then she realized she's got to go back. She may have had that all along. But for a short time, she didn't realize what was going on, which was why she says when she realized what was going on, she refused to be there. She said, I want to go back and raise my children. That sense of purpose is so powerful as to turn many people back into a painful, difficult, frustrating, depressing life in order to fulfill that purpose. Don't ever think that you're not here for a purpose. Don't ever think that you don't have a purpose. You do, even if you don't remember it. Most of us don't remember our purpose. But if you suddenly appeared on the other side, dead or whatever, you know, you just suddenly had a heart attack and went to the other side. Well, I should say if you had a heart attack, it probably means it is your time. But assuming you could just willingly, okay, I want to go to the other side, boom, and you went, chances are you'd be made very clear to you. It would be made clear to you that you have a purpose here, and it is worth so much more than all the suffering and pain and so forth. So don't ever think that your purpose is completely fulfilled if you're here, because your being here means you still have much to do. So if you would like to support the podcast, you can do so by either purchasing the book, Life in the Spirit World, or you can go to patreon.com/ndecast and becoming an ongoing monthly contributor. And by doing so, you will also be able to get an extra episode of the show each week. Also, if you would like to contact the podcast, either to share your own experience or to ask a question or a comment, share a comment, you can do so by emailing neardeathexperiencepodcast at gmail.com. And thank you, all of you, so much again for listening.